We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, your internet stays connected on our wireless network with AT&T Internet Backup.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700, 855-433-5700, or visit an AT&T store today.
The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-501-7110. That's 800-501-7110.
This is 560 The Joe. WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
A Radio.com sports station.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Starting off with the Panthers, who had their second four-goal comeback of the season last night as they beat the Ducks 5-4 in overtime. The Cats are the second team in NHL history to come back from a 4+ goal deficit twice in a season. Next up is a trip to Carolina on Saturday night where the Panthers will look for their fourth straight win. Moving to hoops, where the Canes held on to beat Missouri State 74-70 in the opening game of the Charleston Classic. The Canes will move on to face the Gators at noon today, and the game can be heard right here on WQAM with pregame coverage beginning at 11:30 a.m. And tonight, the Heat will be in Chicago for a matchup with the Bulls. Tonight's game tips at 8 from the United Center. Finally, to the NFL, Week 12 got underway with the Texans beating the Colts 20-17. Week 12 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins traveling to Cleveland. Sunday's game kicks at 1 and can be heard right here on WQAM. The Joe Rose Show is next.
Join 560 The Joe, WQAM, and Corona this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hooters and Coral Gables. Watch a game, enter for a chance to win a cooler and a 40-inch TV. It's 4 to 6 p.m. Hooters and Coral Gables this Saturday. 560 The Joe and Corona.
All right, we're here on a Friday, and no matter what, I'm guessing the roads are getting a little rough out there. Don't let anybody mess it up for you. I mean, if you're in a little pissy mood right now, don't let that, like...
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
Right.
I just want to give you an idea, and... So I got out of my Tahoe this morning at 4:30. I got here early this morning, 4:30. And just as I got out, I heard,
oh, man.
And I looked down, and sure enough, the old big nail right in the middle there. So I'm going back out when this show's over today and I get out of here.
I could semi-mess up a Friday, right?
No, it's good. Right. No, man. I like... A lot of other stuff going on in everybody's life. The flat tire is
Hollywood
part
knows
of it.
How to change a tire. Send them out there. Right, Hollywood? You know how to change a tire, Hollywood.
I actually had a flat tire just this past weekend.
One thing
I did not get my hands dirty.
One thing you know.
I did get it changed.
One thing you know, you do know this. You know whether you got new tires or old tires, sooner or later, living down here.
You're going to hit a nail.
You're going to hit a nail. Right, you're going to hit right. something, and you're going to get a flat tire. That's just a part. If that gets you upset, then you got a big problem.
But you it. Made it here, so it would have been a lot different if you got it on the highway.
Oh, no, now, if I was on the side of 95, right. like Likens. Yeah, at yeah.
Old school Likens.
I don't. I didn't want that. So the fact that
I would have drove by and honked.
Must have hit it a little bit late, but I got in the building and of course everybody's been coming in telling me, you know, you got a flat tire.
Right. Yeah, oh, you're going to get that all morning.
Gonna get that. That's going to be part of the deal. So anyway, we're going to have Walt Akins, the Dolphins safety and special teams. Really good on special teams. Really, really good flyer. Made a great play in the last game, matter of fact. An art that is really hard to do. Outrun one or two guys trying to block you. Get between them, and then have this guy down there all by himself on a 50-yard punt or 55-yard punt, and now you got to get off those blocks and make a tackle one-on-one with a shifty dude. Could never do it.
It's not easy.
Could never do it.
It's not easy.
Those are special dudes. I know it sounds like, doing that job is hard, but our man Walt Akins is with us this morning.
All right, joining us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline is Walt Akins, Dolphins defensive back. Walt, good morning. Happy Football Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Football Friday, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Walt's the most upbeat dude, man.
I like it.
Morning, noon, and night. I like it. Walt's ready to rock. Hey, Walt, man, I was just looking and getting ready for the game, man. You know that 2014 draft class you were part of? You're it, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're the last
the lone
one standing.
Survivor, right.
Oh, man.
Last of a dying breed.
Hey, Walt, I always wonder. So, Mink is gone. Rashad and Bobby are now done. That safety position back there, it's getting lonely. That and you a bunch of new guys. What has this whole year been like where every time you turn around, there's new faces around you? What's it like, Walt?
It's been a eventful year, put it like that. You see a lot of new faces in every position. And I think this is a lot more than I've seen in the past. But, I mean, that's what happens when you have a young team. You get a lot of new faces in and build the program up. So we welcome them. Try to get everybody updated on the game plan as soon as possible and get ready to roll.
Well, everybody said a couple weeks ago when you guys heard from Coach Flores and he said, hey, listen, I just want everybody to know, I hope you understand, I'm out to win every game. The coaches and the players, we don't care about what this team's going to do in the offseason as far as this draft stuff goes. Did that relieve a little bit for a lot of guys knowing that the coach was all in to win games and not try to get the first pick?
I mean, he said that from the jump. We always go into the game and expecting to win. Unfortunately, for the first few games, it just didn't happen like that. Things didn't go our way, but we never let off the gas. We always go in and give it your all. Because if you don't give it your all in this league, that's when you start getting the hurt and really could damage yourself and your career.
Walt, just to double down on that, the talk from the media or fans about tanking and like getting that first pick or
yeah, you guys screwed it up
like,
by winning
yeah,
two
like
games.
Like you're winning too many. Do you guys hear that a little bit in the locker room? And does that piss you guys off a little bit when there are people, Dolphin fans in general or Dolphins media in general, kind of rooting for this team to just kind of wash this season out so you can get a good draft pick?
Of course you hear it because it's the talk around town, but as a player, you just let it go in one ear and out the other. You don't really think too much about it because you never really cared about the draft classes after you were in the league. Like, you pay attention to them, but everything is out of your hands. So you just control what you can control and play your game, and everything else will pan out. Whatever the GMs and coaches feel is a necessary necessary person to pick, they'll do that. So that's out of our control. So we just do what we got to do.
Hey, Walt, let's get back to you and special teams, where you've been so darn good and keeps you around this league in good shape. Let me ask you. So you're getting down there as a flyer. You know there's going to be two guys on you a lot, or one guy, they run with you, and then when you get down there, you got one of the shiftiest, fastest cats that's catching the ball, and you usually beat everybody down the field. So you're not only trying to get away from the guy blocking you, but now you're trying to run somewhat full speed and make a tackle on the dude that you know can go left or right with a fake. Take me through the whole mindset on that bad boy, how you make that tackle like you did last week.
Initially, the toughest part is getting down there, especially when you get a double, because it's two-on-one. And in the NFL, that's tough in any position to get off a block two-to-one. But you just got to have that dog mentality. You got to know that you're going to win and know that they can't stop you even if they get their hands on you. And then when it comes to getting down the field, you just got to give it your all. You got to sell out. And when you have a good returner like that, sometimes you have to take your shot, either shoot for the legs or come to bound and try to make that tackle.
Well, you've been a special teams ace for a couple of years down here, the special teams captain. How much pride do you take in that, by the way?
I take a lot of pride in it because I know I'm good at it, and I know teams look out for me. So I take it as a challenge and take it upon myself to handle that challenge accordingly and go out there and show them why they have to look out for me.
Hey, Walt, help me out on our friend Jarvis Landry, who's now in Cleveland. Didn't exactly, he and Adam Gase weren't going to be having dinner anytime soon, but he's gone now. What do you think, Jarvis, is he still going to have that little chip on his shoulder, or you think he's past that now as a guy that came in the league with you? How do you think Jarvis treats this game?
I think it's going to be a rival game for him just because he came from us.
I agree.
You know, I don't think it'll have too much to do with the coaching staff now, but it's going to be a big game because this is where he got drafted, and this is the only other team he's been on. So, of course, he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder coming in. I know Jarvis, and I know how he handles himself. So I know it's going to be a big one for him.
Hey, Walt, I got to ask the other thing because my daughter actually had me following you in the off season. I want to talk to you about social media stuff, man. You're pretty good on that. You're actually on like a second or third floor talking while you're out, and I go, what am I doing sitting here watching this guy talking and out? Like, do you enjoy that social media stuff and doing that stuff and sending it out? Do you enjoy that, doing that a lot?
Yeah, man. I think it's just a relief from everything. You know, you can go in there and be a clown and have some fun. And I think it gets you more personal with your fans and friends. Like, they see that we're real people, too, and not just athletes 24/7, like, I mean, it's a lot that goes into being an athlete, but when we kick back, we like to have fun and enjoy ourselves and talk to people as well.
What about those guys that troll you from time to time? How do you deal with that group? How do you handle that when you get somebody that blasts you personally or somebody on the team or you or whatever? How do you take that?
It just depends. For the most part, you can't really pay attention to the ignorance. But every now and then, you could throw a little shot in there, something funny, to let them know that, I mean, I see you, but I don't really pay attention to you, so I'm going to make it a joke instead of taking it personal.
It's amazing how many tough guys are out there behind the keyboard, right? Lots of tough guys.
Hey, Twitter fingers, a lot of them.
A lot of them out there. Listen, Walt, I know Joe asked you about it a little bit in the beginning, and listen, injuries are never good, and you hate to see guys go on IR, and you hate to see guys get hurt and not play each week, but it does open up opportunities for other players, like you said, and a lot of new faces in there, but opportunities for you as well to get out there and play more on defense, not just special teams. That's fun for you, I'm assuming, right, to get more playing time, to get more time, just on not just on special teams, but defense as well.
Oh, for sure. I feel like, personally, I'm a one of the more versatile players that can do it all. Whatever you need me to do, I can go in and execute. So whether it's special teams, defense, even offense, if they let me, I'll go and do what I need to do and be satisfied with that.
With so many new guys, is this a close team, especially with all the losing? Is it still a pretty close group of guys?
Yeah, for sure. We spend a lot of time with each other. In meetings, outside of meetings, I feel like as an older guy now, you have to encourage that being that it's a rather young team, you have to encourage a lot more team bonding so we can get to know each other on the fly. That way you can play more comfortable with the players around you instead of you not knowing this person on a personal level and getting the game and trying to communicate stuff. And, I mean, you might take it the wrong way. So, I mean, it's all about team bonding and building and learning together so we can go out and execute at a high level.
Walt, I just looked at all the different names of guys like Xavier Crawford and Ken Crawley and Ryan Lewis and Stephen Parker. Like some of these guys literally got here for a few days, and I look out on the field, and nickel and diamond, there they are, man. Everybody's playing after a couple of days. Can you pick everything up that fast in the system?
It's a tough system, but, I mean, in this league, you have to grow up fast, and you have to learn stuff on the fly. So, I mean, if you got to study a little longer, if you got to stay in the film room and ask more questions, that's what you got to do. But I feel like all these guys did a great job picking up on the system and were able to go out and do what the coach needed us to do day in and day out. So I salute those guys.
Real quickly, before we let you run, Coach Flores is a head coach. Tough guy, listens, old school, new school. Talk about Coach Flores. What's he like?
I would say versatile. He's a mix of all those things. You got to know when to be a tough guy. You got to know when to listen. You got to know when to assert yourself. And I feel like he does a pretty good job of combining all those different styles and making it fun while at the same time being assertive.
The Finns in Cleveland on Sunday. Walt, best of luck coming up this Sunday and the rest of the season.
Thank you, Walt.
Appreciate that.
All right, Walt Akins, Dolphins defensive back. The Dolphins are hosting the Philadelphia Eagles at Hard Rock Stadium, presented by Pepsi. That's Sunday, December 1st. Check out the South Plaza, amplified by Hard Rock, for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, by the way, and save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for post-game festivities. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets to the Eagles, presented by Pepsi. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TICKS or visit dolphins.com.
Well, we got third round of the playoff, high school playoffs. Started last night. We got Larry Bluestein going to join us just a couple of minutes. So what else you got for me before we get to the blue?
It is the weekend. It's Friday. Football's coming up this weekend. And if you have not tried Zafra Rum yet, you really are missing out on a fun time, a fun night. I'm excited for tonight. I'm cooking at the house tonight. My brother's coming over. We're opening up a new bottle of Zafra Rum. It's going to be a fun night tonight. You could be doing that also. If you have not tried it yet, I'm telling you, you're missing out on amazing, amazing rum, unlike any rum I've had before. Why? Because it's aged in those bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, you need to try either the 21-year age bottle or the limited edition 30-year age bottle of Zafra Rum. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. It's got that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zafra Rum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zafra also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. Just another one of their prestigious awards. Go get yourself a bottle of Zafra Rum. Ask for it at the bar. Ask for it at your favorite retailer. Make sure if you're going to a party or a little dinner celebration, you bring over a bottle of Zafra Rum. You'll be the hero of the party. They're social media friendly as well. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Zafra Rum. That's Z-A-F-R-A. Zafra Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
560 WQAM presents the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. Broward.
Today is your day to connect with AARP in South Florida. They're hosting and helping at local events where you can have fun and celebrate the season. Check out AARP's entry into the Winterfest Boat Parade in Fort Lauderdale on December 14th. Miss Teen International World and Miss Senior Florida will be on board the Musette as it floats down the Intracoastal Waterway. They're here helping you take on today. Learn more at aarp.org/Miami.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we can have, and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Caring for the elderly is the most important trust we can give a nursing home. When that trust is broken, the results can be catastrophic. If you feel that your parent, grandparent, or loved one was a victim of nursing home abuse, call the law offices of Anna John Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Right now at Massey Yardley and Plantation, you can buy a car or truck at the same price we pay.
You can't beat that.
Employee pricing on 2019 Ram, Cherokees, Chargers, more. The buyers win.
Your best deal has always been at Massey Yardley and Plantation. 52 years, Broward's lowest price dealer.
Black Friday, employee pricing. Get yourself to Massey Yardley. We wouldn't sell you a car or truck.
We wouldn't drive ourselves.
You can count on us.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Now at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, your pay stub is your credit. If you work, you'll drive at Miami Lake Chevrolet. New 2019 Chevy Blazer, $219 a month. Or new 2019 Silverados for up to $17,000 off. Find new roads. MiamiLakeChevrolet.net.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
The future of TV. It will be disruptive. Outside the box. On the cutting edge of the cutting edge. Inspired by synergy and innovation.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. I think the future of TV would just, combine your favorite things, like live TV, on-demand titles, and access to Netflix and HBO in one place, you know, with like a voice remote that lets you find everything easily. Mm. I mean, that's what AT&T did.
Who invited you into my commercial?
Oh, I'm sorry, I let myself in. Yeah, the door was unlocked.
Find the things you love with a single voice command. Introducing AT&T TV. That's televisionary. Visit att.com/TV. Available in select areas. Requires high-speed internet. Recommend minimum 8 megabits per second per stream for optimal viewing. Limit 3 concurrent AT&T streams. Netflix and HBO subscriptions required. Restrictions apply.
This is Sasha Barkov from the Florida Panthers, and this is your radio home of the Panthers. 560 The Joe.
Traffic on 560 The Joe is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. The December to Remember sales event starts now at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. 0% financing for 60 months on our most popular models, all at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall.
Good morning in Miami. There's traffic delays southbound in the Palmetto from Northwest 74th Street till Northwest 122nd Street. And some more traffic congestion eastbound on the Dolphin from Northwest 107th Avenue till Lejeune. And over in Broward, southbound 95's on-ramp from Davie Boulevard remains closed due to an earlier multi-vehicle crash. You can try using Broward Boulevard or State Road 84 as entries onto 95 instead. This report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or slip and fall. Call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. That's traffic, where Hawk and Crowder take you home weekday afternoons beginning at 3 on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. High school football playoffs, the next round, the next weekend of stuff. And we got Larry Bluestein to talk about everything in the third round of the playoffs this weekend. Larry Blue, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. Great time of year. Kicked off the third round last night, and some awesome games this week, and we're gonna go to one and keep our eye on all the rest of them.
All right. Well, first of all, I was totally wrong about last night. I thought Western was just gonna shut Columbus down. I got caught up in the University Dillard, the way Columbus looked. How in the heck have they turned it around to get a 15-point win last night against a really good Western team?
I'll tell you, Joe, that this is a team that the bell went off somewhere along the line. I remember, I guess, talking to you right after Western, right after University School beat them in record time. I mean, it was the quickest game I'd ever seen. They ran the clock on them. It was 35-0. The following week, they go up and lose a 21-20 game to Dillard. But ever since then, things have changed. The kid Parrish is just one of the best backs we've had here in a long time. Went over 2,000 yards, 2,300 yards, 34 touchdowns on the year.
Wow!
He just took over the game. I mean, that's Western did what they could, and you know when you come in with a game plan to stop somebody and you don't stop them, that shows you how good he is. I mean, the Reggie Bushes type guys when you game plan for them, and I'll tell you what, you can't say enough. Henry Parrish Jr. is as good a back as you get. University of Pittsburgh's getting him, and a great job by Charlie Partridge and them to come down here and get a marquee kid, a kid that could be Mr. Florida, in 8A. And defensively, they've always been sound, but they just had to get things going on offense. Remember, they're the defending state runner-up, so they're not going quietly, and they're within one game of going back to state. And when we saw them when they were 5-4, I would tell you, there's no way. There's just no way. But you got to give Coach Dave Dunn a first-year head coach. Everybody was, calling for his head in week five, and now they're singing his praises.
We got a lot of Broward action tonight. A lot of games are going to fall into Broward. But let's talk about one we've been talking about for a couple weeks. We thought it was going to happen. It's finally here. Northwestern at American Heritage Plantation. They got like five state championships between them over the last few years.
Yeah.
What is going to happen in this one tonight?
Not a better game. I don't think there's a better game in the state. I mean, you just mentioned five state titles between the two of them in the last 6 years. Tremendous coaching staffs. Really good defense. It's going to be a jam-packed place. It's going to be, and I mean, when they announced the new classes, because remember, Northwestern was 6A, and that was the gauntlet with Central and Carroll City that we talked about for all those years, but they moved down to 5A. As soon as that was mentioned, you said to yourself, okay, this right here on this Friday night was inevitable, because both teams played a really challenging schedule. Northwestern's lost two games to IMG, which is no shame. Everybody
else does.
Way to lose them.
Right.
And you were at that game, and then they lost to a Valdosta Lowndes team in Georgia, who's number 7 in the nation right now, and they're running on all cylinders. And then the only game that Pat Surtain's team lost was to a team in Washington, D.C. that's nationally rated, Gonzaga Prep. But they took care of business. The winner of tonight's game will be the team that makes the least mistakes. Northwestern is usually, and I know that sounds cliche-ish, but you look at Northwestern, and they always try to give the game away. The penalties, you saw it against IMG. That's their M.O. for some reason. And they overcome it in a lot of games. They won't overcome it if they commit 25 penalties tonight. It just won't happen. It just, you can't give a team like American Heritage with talent on both sides of the ball. Both teams are young. It's just going to come down to mistakes. That's how close the two teams are. In talent, both of them are very young, and you're going to see these two teams in this place for the next 2-3 years. So you got to get used to it. I mean, they're that good.
Blue 4A, Booker T and Cardinal Gibbons tonight. Also at Cardinal Gibbons, 4A. We talked about them a lot in the last couple of weeks here. But what do you see tonight, Booker T and Cardinal Gibbons?
Well, Zach, 4A is the 6A of last year,
right,
with the loaded gun with Gulliver at number one and U-School at number two, and you had Monsignor Pace, and then these two teams were 3 and 4 seeds in Carroll City too, and 3 and 4 seeds. So and we've watched this kind of unfold. And you look at a Gibbons team. This is a team, they're the defending state champions. So all of a sudden you've got to say, hey, respect to them, because Matt DeBuck has done an awesome job. They're running on all cylinders. I don't think anybody is playing as well as they are. They took a university school team that you saw, Joe, apart last week, and it could have been worse. They've done great coach, probably one of the best coaching staffs in South Florida. Outstanding football program. And then you have Booker T. Washington, just finds a way to win. Probably had more adversity than anybody. Ice Harris goes to Florida Memorial as the coach. Ben Hanks, former Miami High and University of Florida star, takes over, along with Coach Earl Tillman, who's had cancer. He's lost 150 pounds. He's battling. Wow. They've had so much go down in that program, but they keep coming up on top. This is going to be a classic last team with it, and I know another cliche, but last team with the ball wins, because that's how close it is. I mean,
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're separated by 3-4 points, and quarterback play is going to be essential. Both have playmakers at the position.
All right, and the other one, it looks good. It's a Dade Broward matchup, the last one. Dillard's undefeated, but a lot of people still talk to him going, yeah, but Dillard hasn't really. I know they beat Columbus, and they won a lot of close games. But they get the big cats. Central comes to town tonight to take on Dillard. What do you expect in that one?
Well, Central's a proven commodity, and we know that. Yes. I mean, this was a good game last year. I mean, this was actually Central's closest game before they lost in the playoffs. But the thing here is you have a Central team that runs the ball as well as anybody. Four running backs who are quality Division One type of players, outstanding offensive line. They seem to be rejuvenated, and that's the thing that kind of, if you're Dillard, you kind of like wince a little bit, because they lost to Chaminade to end the year, and it wasn't close. It was by 17 points. So I think they kind of had one of those come to Jesus type of meanings, and then things got going, and they disposed of Dunbar or Fort Myers in the first round. And then the impressive thing is they went to Naples last week, kind of, and Bill Kramer, who longtime coach who stepped down this week for Naples, kind of put his career to an end, and they scored 50 plus points over there against a really good football team. Dillard's got to bring the A game. That's all I got to say. Dillard has to bring their A game, or this thing gets out of control, because Central has the defense. They have, the kids to make plays all over the place. And, I mean, it's going to be a good game, but I just think that Central just may have too much.
All right, I got to mention it, although I just don't think it's going to be a close game when I hear Atlantic's got to go to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
That's nothing against the folks up
next
in Palm
game.
Beach. That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, it will, because, I mean, even though Atlantic was in the state finals 2 years ago, this is a different team. Good team, but St. Thomas running on all cylinders. And, I mean, it's really going to be tough. Defensively, they don't give up many points. So that's the thing. They get out in front of you, and then they just keep putting it on you. And, credit that team. I mean, they're really good. Right now, they're looking at that next round, because it could be a rematch with a Venice team that's really good. Not St. Thomas good, but we'll push them a little bit. But no, I don't think this will be much of a contest this evening. They're at home again, and then how that is. I mean, you've been around that program. They you never catch them off guard, and I certainly don't think it's going to be tonight.
Not at home. Well, I'll tell you what, that's not easy either. Hey, another one away from all these high school games. I know we missed some, and Chaminade and Champagnat all going to be playing tonight. But I wanted to ask you, early signing is December 18th, 19th, 20th. Do you like that? It looks like about 80% of the top players signed early. I forgot. That thing's right around the corner.
Yeah.
You like the early signing date or no?
Well, I like it for the reason is that these kids, now these colleges know what they have to work on in the real signing day in February. You know, I mean, like schools like Florida State that are in a flux with their coaching staff and some of the other programs, it's great. What it does do, it gets these kids on campus. And we saw, especially, let's take the University of Miami, for instance, you have an opportunity to get these kids on campus early. You know, the kids who can, because the public schools all have the program where they could graduate early. Private schools, like that's what Miami's hold up last year. So they had those kids from Chaminade and other schools that were private schools. But what it does, and I've seen it firsthand, you get a kid on campus first week of January, by April or May, Joe, oh my gosh, these kids are, I mean, they're almost sophomores because they've taken classes, they've gotten into a regimen for college, and we've seen it, I saw it happen at UCF where they had 3-4 kids, the kid Bethune from Central last year who left as a young man, and he's a grown man now. And that's, I think it's essential. It makes these kids, you know, give them an opportunity. It gives colleges a better idea of what they need. And I like it. I just think it should actually be maybe before the season starts, you know, instead of in December. Because what it does now, you can have a lot of schools that are at colleges that are bowl games. So they kind of like, you know, you strive and you promise these bowl games to these kids. But then when you're in the midst of it, you're kind of paying attention to recruiting and not so much enjoying your bowl atmosphere. So
tough job,
I think
man.
It should be before the year. Yeah. But I like it, but especially for those schools, like I said, that are in college, that are in coaching flux and changes, it's essential to have the second one as well.
All right, Blue, great having you, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You take
all
care
right,
of yourself.
Have a good Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Larry Bluestein.
Bringing it. Yeah, we got some good games
tonight. There's a good slate of games tonight, man. A lot of them in Broward County.
A lot of Broward.
Yeah.
Four games in Broward County tonight. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's all same names. Isn't it funny? It's like you go through it and this thing starts and Booker T, Central, Northwestern, Columbus.
Cardinal Gibbons, American Heritage, St. Thomas Aquinas,
Deerfield Beach.
Out of all those matchups, the 2A all through the 8A, who's the surprise team for you that's still there?
The guys that won last night, Columbus.
Right.
Channing Crowder, they beat the crap out of Columbus. They beat them by five touchdowns. It's incredible, man, week to week. Hey, we got to go to break. We got Hollywood's headlines. We don't ever cut out time from Hollywood's headlines.
Oh, yeah.
You do that, you're going to be fighting, man. He doesn't take that. Hey, I'll tell you what he will take, Old Choice Mortgage. That's right. I know, and you know, right now Hollywood used Choice Mortgage and Michael Kotze. That's right. When he needed a mortgage, he said, Michael Kotze's a guy to go to, man. You know what? He's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. All about great service. You know, whoever you talk to that's dealt with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, it always starts with unbelievable service. Gets back to you, gets you approved. It just doesn't seem to take as long when you deal with Michael Kotze. And it's usually good news. Even for people with poor credit, giving you a second chance, finding creative ways to get you approved, getting you the best possible interest rates, or matter of fact, fixed rate mortgages are under 4 right now, and maybe you want to refinance, maybe you need a second mortgage, whatever the reason is, that's none of my business, but Michael Kotze can get it done. Maybe you got a question about this reverse mortgage, super hot here in South Florida. The guy to go to, there's one, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Nobody can get it done. There's no, well, I'll get back to you. I got to check with this person, that person. I'll get back. Oh, you don't get that. You just don't get it with this guy. He's really good, and he's ready to take care of you. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
The Canes are back in action this Saturday with an intercity rivalry at Marlins Park. The Canes at FIU. The Canes looking for their fourth win in a row pregame show on the Joe at 3 p.m. Kickoff at 7. Talk about it here and listen to it here. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe.
This hour of The Joe Rose Show is brought to you by Miami Orthopedics.
Great. We'll give you the best clothing, the best shirts, in town, no coupons, none of that stuff. Guys and ladies, you don't have to wait for Black Friday. Austin Burke is Black Friday every day.
The highest quality men's clothing at Black Friday prices every day. It's got to be Austin Burke, 2601 Northwest 6th Avenue, facing I-95.
And see Santa Kenny and the guys at Austin Burke, and we'll make your holiday special.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
There's a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Want to take more of your favorite music, news, sports, and podcasts with you on the go? Download the free Radio.com app today on your phone or connected device. Or listen live on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12/8/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
This is Nola Chari from the Florida Panthers, and this is your radio, home of the Panthers, 560 The Joe.
Traffic on 560 The Joe is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. The December to Remember sales event starts now at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. 0% financing for 60 months on our most popular models, all at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall.
Good morning in Miami, northbound on the Don Shula before Kendall Drive. One center lane is blocked by a collision. Be careful through there. And northbound 95 Express at Opa-locka Boulevard, there's a broken down car blocking the left lane. And in Broward, southbound 95's on-ramp from Davie Boulevard remains closed due to an earlier multi-vehicle crash. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. That's traffic, where Hawk and Crowder take you home weekday afternoons beginning at 3 on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us here on a Friday?
All right, gentlemen, we started in the NBA here. And remember the story about Kyrie Irving from 2 weeks ago? He's a little bit moody. So I refer to you, Joe, on this one. You've been known to be a tad bit moody here and there. Stephen A. Smith, shot. Basically, no, it's not a shot. It's, yeah, just, a shot.
Bro,
it's just how you are.
You want to have a poll who's the moodiest one in this group?
Right. I'm going to tell you who's not. Biff's definitely number one on not moodiest, but you are not. You are the moodiest, yes.
So I'm the Kyrie Irving of the team?
Right. Oh, right. My God, bro.
With the mask.
All right, so Kyrie Stephen A. Smith basically doubled down on this yesterday and said that he's been hearing things about Kyrie Irving, talking about the mood, and people are putting stuff out there, and it stems from the earlier report. It said that Irving kind of shuts down. He's unwilling to communicate with the coaching staff at times, the front office, and sometimes even his teammates.
Good teammate, yeah. Huh?
Not a great look.
By the way, the Nets are 6-8 to start the season.
Not a great look for Kyrie.
Hey, I got the perfect answer to this. Let's bring in Kevin Durant. He's not moody either. Let's bring him into the team next year.
You know what's amazing? Everywhere he goes,
same thing.
Same stuff pops up.
Right, right.
Never good. Never good. We know he wasn't real good with those young guys with Boston.
No.
All right, to the NFL here, guys, and we had a new member of the Madden 99 Club. This is when you get a 99 rating in the Madden video game, and it went to 23-year-old Christian McCaffrey.
He should have no problem with that one.
And at 23, becomes the youngest player ever to join the Madden 99 Club.
Just don't go on the cover.
How many guys get that?
Not a lot. Probably 5 or 6 guys have 99 ratings, if that, this year on the video game.
Okay.
You want to guess some of the other running backs who have been named on that in the 99 Club?
Marshall Faulk.
That's one.
Barry Sanders.
That's two.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Did you read the article?
No. No.
You're like reading them in order.
I've had that Madden game since it was on Sega Genesis. I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing by the better running backs in the last.
You're missing
10
a couple.
Years.
You're missing two more.
OJ.
No. OJ was not. No.
I'm joking, man.
Did I say Barry Sanders already? Barry Sanders. If he was on it.
One guy who's currently playing who would definitely not be a 99 at the moment.
Oh, Saquon Barkley?
No.
No.
Guy who was really good. He's still playing.
Adrian
not so
Peterson.
Good anymore. Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
Right. Yeah.
And Chris Johnson.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow, Chris Johnson got a 99 also, huh?
How about that 1 year? Chris
Johnson. He had that one good season.
Right? Chris Johnson. 2000.
He went 80 yards like once a game or twice a game. Just outran everybody.
What a fantasy football guy that guy was.
All right, to the NCAA we go for this next one here. And the James Wiseman thing over at Memphis. Jay Williams, of course, does games for ESPN, tried a GoFundMe campaign here. He started the little web page trying to raise the $11,500 that Wiseman has to donate to charity. Because he was
right.
I guess he was fined by the NCAA. I didn't know that they could do this.
Yeah.
But the GoFundMe is not okay with the NCAA, so he can't use fundraising money to pay his fundraising debt.
Come on.
Really?
So this got shut down.
Are you serious?
So how do they expect this kid? They think he's going to go out and work at, like, Dunkin' Donuts or the overnight shift?
He can't even do that, can he?
What?
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can get a job.
So how is he supposed to come up with $11,000? I know how he can come up with $11,000.
Right. Ask one of the boosters.
Have the alumni pick that damn thing
right,
up.
Right.
See if they want to. They
can't sign autographs
time.
Yet, and he apparently can't have a GoFundMe in his honor.
I always love that. Like, hey, so the kid doesn't have any money, and now you're asking him he's got to pay $11,000 back,
right?
And he can pay it every month or every week. Like, how do you expect that's going to work out?
Doesn't make a lot of sense that the NCAA would do
it. The only way he can do it is he's got to get money again from somebody to pay it.
Right.
The real question is, why would he ever pay it? What are they going
to
do?
You know what? I'd get to a point because he's still going to be a high draft pick. Like,
yeah, he's going to be a really high draft pick.
The first pick overall?
Like, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm done. I wanted to do this Memphis thing and play with these guys, but enough's enough.
I think Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller should pay that $11,000 off.
I'm sure that's probably going to happen.
This is one of the more ridiculous NCAA stories we've seen.
Right.
I honestly did not know that they could find guys.
That's crazy. Like, how is a guy that's got no money supposed to pay it? Anyway,
so
what else you got?
Yeah. All right, another guy.
You're killing your time, man.
Another guy who might be high on NBA draft boards. Did you see what Vernon Carey did to the Fighting Joe Roses of Cal yesterday?
Wow.
No.
It was a disaster for
Cal.
Oh,
it was not good. 31 points and 12 rebounds for Vernon Carey as Duke pounded Cal at the Garden, 87-52.
Well, we've never felt comfortable, you know, when you come from the Bay Area out to, you know, to New York. It's never been good to us.
I think Vernon Carey
we're a little tired.
Outscored the Berkeley team in the first half himself.
Dude, you make Cal like sound like it's a powerhouse. They're not a powerhouse in anything except water polo, swimming,
rugby,
softball,
rugby.
Where that's the things we're good at.
What else? Seen Vernon Carey play yet? By the way,
yeah,
he's really talented.
He's a really good basketball.
Yeah, he is, and he is a great kid.
Right.
Yeah, his dad. God, man, I'm getting old. Pull his dad at Northwestern High School. Right. Now the kids passed high school and
kids in Duke will be college. In the NBA next year.
That's
probably.
When you just about know it's time to retire. I mean that one. Yeah, when it's one thing you're like, I went through Vernon's career. It was great. Now you know he's having kids, and now. You know, Vernon's kids are growing up and getting ready to go in the NBA.
Next kid's about to go to college, too, I believe.
Yeah.
He's got three. I think the second boy now is.
It's a good gene pool, too.
Mom's an athlete, too, right? Or she was an athlete, right?
Gene pool.
Yeah. Carey family.
All right.
Good genes in there.
You good, Woody?
I'm good.
Woody's done. The music's over.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood now. I'm moody like
he's
Kyrie.
Moody.
Oh, that one day when
put
you
put on
came
that Kyrie
in.
Mask.
What was that day where you were really bad?
Oh, I can tell you.
It was the camera guy called him. They called him
right.
to wake him up.
The new camera guy that morning called to confirm the address and called his cell phone at 4 a.m. He came in and he let the cameraman have it.
Oh, was he.
Well, I was just bummed out. I wanted to make sure you got on
you
TV.
Weren't.
Well, I wanted to make sure you got
out.
On because maybe they're going to ask about like Wei Yan Chen, his era being over or something like that. So I wanted to make sure. Maybe the mascot. They ask you about mascots and stuff a lot on
great
there. So
now you're taking shots.
I wanted to make sure
you my CBS
sure you got
TV
on there.
Friends. Right.
Join 560 the Joe WQA. I'm trying
that's
to
mean.
Get away from all this. Don't talk about
Mary
Lauren.
Bell. Don't you
or
talk
Mary
about
Bell.
Those two. I love them both.
The producers and stuff, you could rip them. Join 560
Alex,
the
a
Joe.
Pain in the
yeah, pain in the ass. I'm going to start
I
again.
Wouldn't say that.
You don't want to be moody now, but you were moody before. Join
no,
560.
He's good. He's good.
560 the Joe WQM for the Canes pregame broadcast on 560 WQM at Milam's Market in Coconut Grove this Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. Pick up everything you need for your tailgate and win some WQM street gear. Milam's Market 3 to 7 p.m.
Oh, we got to talk about sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happen to all of us. And then I know everybody wants to go see the best doctors, wants to go to the best, the ones that get you great results so we can all get back out playing the sports we love the most. Well, we do have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country with Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. It's ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. And I can go a step further. They're also named one of America's best hospitals for hip replacement surgery and for knee replacement surgery by U.S. News and World Report. Hey, you can visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today to Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. Yes, where do the pros go? That's an easy one. Dolphins, Heat, and Panthers all go to Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. Doctors like Uribe, Yagnik, V-Jack, Ekman, Selznick, foot and ankle specialist, San Giovanni, and Dr. Hodgkins. And like I said, a group of hip and knee replacement doctors are going to have you back out playing the sports you love the most. One goal there. Hey, when you're a sports medicine and one of the best in the country, it's all about getting you back out playing the sports you love the most as quickly as possible. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.